have to understand, the Federation does not involve itself in the internal disputes of other species.
Yes, we understand your noble Prime Directive. We are not asking for ships or weapons, only an official channel we can use to transport our members who are no longer safe in the Cardassian Union.
That is no small request. The Federation would have to undertake considerable security measures.
After all this, after everything Gamora's told you, you still think we're spies.
What I think does not matter. The Obsidian Order has proven its ability to insert agents into many organizations.
My colleague is only stating the reality of the situation. However, if your people are willing to undergo certain checks, I believe we can reach an agreement for asylum.
Good. We have 5 people at risk of... What's that?
My tricorder's detecting trace amounts of dolomite.
Get out! We have...
Space. The final frontier.
They say the Federation was a perfect society.
But in the 24th century, all hardships have been eliminated.
But while Starfleet boldly went where no one had gone before,
we fought for our lives. Violence in the demilitarized zone is the worst it has ever been.
Something must be done. And that is our story.
Patrolog, Glenn Ekman, Second Class Recording. Our investigation into the Maquis attack on Nulzet City, also called Weilong by the Federation, has so far been frustrated, as have our efforts to locate members of the illegal Home Guard militia. My crew has performed well on their first official assignment, but those responsible have proven highly able to cover their tracks. Gaining cooperation from the Federation colonists has been even more difficult. They insist that they are the victims in this tragedy. So far, 31,276 Cardassian citizens have been relocated to refugee camps while the power grid in Nulzet is repaired. The death toll from exposure stands at 7. End log. Mr. Tarsh, what do you have for me?
Glenn Ekman, we've finished our analysis of the debris from Nulzet's power grid. The weapons used to destroy it were definitely Cardassian.
I see. Do you have any idea where the weapons originated?
I can't be sure, ma'am, but I would guess that they are military grade. Probably from a central command supply depot inside the Union.
Doesn't it seem strange to you that those weapons made it so far into the DMZ?
The Maquis have been very resourceful in the past, ma'am.
They have at that. Resourceful enough to find and appropriate weapons smuggled into Nulzet by central command.
Central command didn't blow up the Nulzet power grid.
They certainly didn't.
Then why does it matter where the weapons came from?
We signed the peace treaty too, Mr. Tarsh. If Central Command is bringing weapons into the DMZ, they are only making a volatile situation worse.
That isn't for me to say, ma'am.
Glenn Ekman, we are approaching the Kroskin system.
Give me a breakdown of stellar bodies.
1 G-type star, 2 rocky inner planets, 4 gas giants, a thin asteroid belt, and several dozen dwarf planets and smaller bodies. No recorded colonies.
Any signs of humanoid life?
Not from this distance. Neither of the rocky planets have an oxygen-rich atmosphere.
Plot a search pattern from the edge of the system. Adjust sensors for subterranean scans.
Yes, ma'am.
Weapon systems ready if we need them.
That'd be a nice change.
Ma'am, we're receiving a hail from Gul'Padar's headquarters. High priority.
I'll take it in my office. Screen on. Gul'Padar.
Nateev, I've just received a report of a bombing on Soltok 4.
That's a Federation-administered world. I wouldn't expect the Maquis to attack there.
The Maquis weren't behind it. The Home Guard has claimed responsibility. All but one of the casualties were Federation colonists.
Have they stated a motive for the attack?
Nothing beyond their general rabble-rousing of claiming all the DMZ for Cardassia.
I thought the Home Guard were confined to causing minor trouble on Nuxia. When did they expand to other systems?
I'm not sure, but it's clear that they have.
What are the casualty figures?
From what I've learned so far, 5 dead from the Federation, 1 Cardassian. I'm uploading the detailed report to you now.
Received. I expect this kind of hot-headed violence from the Federation, but I thought our colonists would be smarter.
I've learned one can never count on intelligence in a tense situation, even from Cardassians.
What is the Federation's response?
They haven't made one yet. My source reported the incident only an hour ago.
And you've already received a claim of responsibility from the Home Guard?
Well, they haven't lost their Cardassian sense of punctuality. I want you to go to Soltok 4 and bring in those responsible. We have to minimize the Federation's ability to capitalize on this attack.
You're reassigning us.
I'm afraid this must take priority.
Gul'Padar, I have to disagree. The Maquis murdered 7 citizens of the Union on Uxia. Those dead deserve justice.
They do, but the political reality comes first. We gain leverage over the Federation with each Maquis attack, but we lose it each time our colonists retaliate. You have your orders, Nateyev. Carry them out.
Damn. Tarish, set course for Soltok 4. Engage at maximum war.
We've only just started our survey of the outer planets.
I know. Set the course.
Watchadish, Bengbom, Lekranta, Lunget, Bet, Rom, Krom, Kreglutmech, Kak, Judge Bom.
You have to be joking. A parry like that would snap his weapon in half. Computer, pause playback. Come.
Is that Usoth and Baktong on your monitor, Captain? I thought we were supposed to be working.
Afraid you caught me, Kara. Should I expect a formal reprimand from Starfleet?
As your first officer, that would be my duty, but we can probably skip it. Just this once.
Frankly, there's so little for me to do that it's either holoprograms or endless pacing. At least this way I get to work on my Klingon.
Yes, it's absolutely tragic that there are no terrorist attacks for us to investigate.
Not that we could do anything about it unless they were polite enough to waltz outside of the DMZ.
On that note, my report. It's several pages of situation normal.
Sounds fascinating. This is Telev.
Captain Telev, this is the bridge. We're monitoring a communique from the administrator of Soltok 4. It looks like Cardassian terrorists just detonated a bomb on the planet's surface. No official casualty reports yet.
Understood. Stand by. Do you believe in tempting fate, Commander?
My last host did. I'm not quite sure yet.
Set course for Soltok 4, Warp 6.
Aye, Captain.
You remember that planet is inside the DMZ, right?
I do. Computer, load a copy of the Empok-Nor Treaty. I have until we drop out of warp to find a loophole that allows us to be there.
Status.
We're a few minutes from the Soltok system. There have been a handful of transmissions from Soltok 4 to the Federation.
The contents of those transmissions?
Only that there had been an explosion in a Federation city and a request for instructions. No response as of yet. May I ask what's going on?
Some of our colonists were responsible for the attack. We've been sent to bring them in.
I see. Is there not a better use for our time?
That isn't for us to decide. How long until we can expect a response from the Federation?
The nearest Starfleet presence with any authority is Deep Space 9, and they won't receive the message for another hour.
Good. Send a message to the colony administrator that we are here to render aid and will beam down a landing party to investigate.
Yes, ma'am.
Glenn Ekman, sensors are showing a Federation starship approaching at Warp 6. Ambassador class.
They're in violation of the treaty. We should go to battle stations.
Not just yet, Tarsh. A ship of that class will have several times our armament. Best not to antagonize them too much. Can we reach Soltok 4 before them?
It'll be close, but I think so.
Do it. Put us between them and the planet so they're out of transporter range.
Yes, ma'am.
Should we signal back to Central Command?
Not yet. I want a better understanding of the situation first.
With respect, what's to understand? That ship has committed an act of war against the Cardassian Union.
Our findings on Uxia showed beyond a doubt that someone in Central Command is supplying weapons to groups like the Home Guard. I won't give them a chance to make this situation worse. Carry out my orders.
Yes, ma'am.
Glenn Ekman, we're approaching the Soltok system. I'm taking us out of warp. Impulse engines active. We've blocked the Federation ship.
Status of their tactical systems?
Their shields are down. Weapon systems offline.
They're hailing us.
On viewer.
This is Captain Artan Telev of the Federation starship Pendragon. We are on a mission of aid. Please get out of our way.
You aren't supposed to be here, Captain. I am under no obligation to comply with your request.
If you check the treaty, Section 5, Paragraph 8, you'll see there is a clause allowing for vessels from either side to enter the DMZ to render urgent medical aid.
Is there need for your aid here, Captain?
Don't play dumb. You wouldn't be here if you didn't know about the bombing.
Very well. In the interest of resolving this issue quickly, and without interstellar incident, I invite you to transport aboard my ship so we can talk face to face.
You could just as easily transport over here.
Call it a gesture of goodwill, as the more powerful ship in this standoff. Starfleet is supposed to be good at those.
Very well. Pendragon out.
Transporter room, prepare to beam the Federation captain directly to my office.
Acknowledged.
You have the bridge, Tarish. Transporter room, energize. Welcome aboard, Captain Tlev. My name is Glenn Ekman.
Yes, I know. I didn't think you'd have such a Spartan office, being the senior Cardassian naval officer for the DMZ.
Suits my needs. Please, sit.
Let's speak plainly. Federation citizens have been killed in an attack that was very likely carried out by Cardassians. I plan to investigate that attack and bring those behind it to justice.
I can confirm that a Cardassian militia called the Home Guard has claimed credit for the bombing.
I see.
You are surprised?
Only that you offered the information so willingly.
There's no reason for us to lie to each other. I'm formally authorized under the treaty to be here, and I'm already investigating the attack. Your ship can return to Federation space.
I hope you understand why I can't do that.
Because you don't believe I will properly investigate a Cardassian group?
If we're not lying to each other, yes. Central Command has a bad track record here.
Central Command is many light years from here. I want stability in the DMZ as much as you do.
I'm sorry I can't take you at your word.
You don't have a choice, Captain. Your excuse of giving emergency aid won't hold up under any kind of scrutiny. The Pendragon's presence here is illegal. Mine is not.
Illegal or not, the Pendragon is here. She's a powerful ship, and as you said, Central Command is light years away.
I wasn't aware Starfleet practiced gunboat diplomacy.
Starfleet is adaptable.
You're ready to start a war over this.
I'm ready to offer a compromise. Both our ships can send down teams to investigate. We'll cooperate, pool our resources, and together we can get to the bottom of this situation faster.
Do I have a choice?
There's always a choice. I'm hoping you'll be reasonable.
Fine. Send your team. 4 members, no more.
Done. I look forward to working with you.
Pendragon, this is Commander Tren. We're on site, but it's a real mess. Expect an update when we've got something.
Acknowledged, Commander.
Peterson, talk to the local police. See if you can get this crowd moved back a little.
Yes, ma'am.
Oburn, medical scans of the remains.
Working on it. Looks like a human female, a Vulcan male, and a Cardassian female in this building. 3 more in the neighboring house.
Kelborn, I want to know everything there is to know about this house and the bomb that destroyed it.
Right away, ma'am. Who the hell are you? This is a crime scene.
Starfleet. I thought the uniform gave it away. I'm Kara Tren, pleased to meet you, Miss...
Chen. Lieutenant, Soltok IV Colonial Police Force. This is my crime scene.
Then we'll be working together. I'm sorry it's not under better circumstances.
Look, this is out of Starfleet's jurisdiction. We have the situation under control.
Actually, Starfleet is authorized to investigate anywhere in the Federation, provided they are invited by a local official, like yourself.
I haven't invited you.
What kind of tricorder are you using?
What?
Your tricorder. What model is it?
Mark IV. Police standard issue. What does that have to do with anything?
My people are equipped with Mark VIs. They have a higher scan resolution, longer range, and better substance recognition software. In general, they're just better tools.
Preliminary scan finished, ma'am. It looks like the bomb was dolomite-based. I should have more once I do a second sweep.
Thank you, Ensign. Did you know that, Lieutenant Chen?
No. We haven't gotten the sample analysis back yet.
I'm not going to strong-arm you. We can leave you some of our equipment and beam back up if that's what you really want. But right now, 6 people are dead. If we work together, this will get solved a lot faster.
I'm sorry, Commander. We're all a bit frayed down here. I welcome your assistance.
Good. We're going to need this entire area cleared of civilians. Can you assist us with crowd control?
I'll inform my officers. Although I think your count is off by 1. We've only found the human and the Vulcan in this building, and there are only 3 in the neighboring home.
plus the Cardassian. I don't think your people could have missed her.
We're working under the theory that she was the bomber.
Well, I'm certainly glad we're here to help.
The three of you will take scans of the area and report back. Leave Starfleet to me.
Yes, sir.
What are they doing here?
Investigating, I think. Why don't you let me field this one?
Gladly.
I'm Lon Tarsh, second class. You are Commander Kara Tren.
Last time I checked.
My people will complete their scans shortly. I suggest we stay out of each other's way.
Very diplomatic of you. We might get better results if we shared the outcome of our scans.
I don't think so.
Can I at least ask a question?
If you must.
Is Lon a name or a rank?
A rank. What does it matter?
Interesting. Because I've never heard a Cardassian refer to himself like that. Plenty of legates and gulls and a few glens, but Lon is new.
It isn't customary to use such a low rank as a form of address.
But you did this time. Why?
We are neither allies nor enemies. The most prudent course is to keep our interactions formal. What does it matter?
Just curious. We don't know a lot about Cardassian culture, and the more we understand each other, the better we can avoid conflict.
Ha! Are all Federation members so nosy, or is it limited to Trill?
Well, my last host was a bit of a shut-in. A brilliant artist or so, everyone says, but not much for socializing, so it can't be all of us.
Hey, what are you doing?
Now what's happening?
Did you see that? The Cardi tried to push her over.
We better deal with this, come on.
They bomb our homes, then they attack our police.
Bloody spoonheads!
What's going on here?
I apologize, sir. This human walked in front of me while I was scanning the Foundation, and I could not stop fast enough.
Like hell. You practically bowled me over.
He says it was an accident, so it was an accident.
Are you hurt, Lieutenant?
No, just startled.
Then let's get back to work before...
Are you really going to let him get away with that?
He attacked her. I saw it.
You shouldn't stand for this.
Who'd have to kill us all?
That's enough. All of you, get back to whatever you need to be doing.
We have a right to be here.
Actually, you don't. The police have been humoring you, but this is a crime scene. Now move along before I call the Pendragon and have you all beamed back to your homes.
Chen, I thought your officers were going to disperse the crowd.
They were, until the Cardis showed up.
Typical Starfleet, siding with the Cardis over your own people. Come on, let's get out of here.
You didn't make any friends there.
I could tell.
If a Cardassian civilian spoke to me like that, they'd be arrested for seditious conduct.
Getting up on the wrong side of bed is bad enough to get you arrested for seditious conduct on Cardassia.
Let's save the comparative civics lesson for later.
Suits me just fine. I have work to do.
Tarsh, wasn't it? I hope you understand that emotions are running very high right now. It's nothing personal.
How they act toward me makes no difference. I have my orders and I shall carry them out.
Sir, I've identified the dead Cardassian woman. I'm transferring the data to you now.
Already? That was fast.
Our ship carries a copy of the state's dental records.
Right. You all give up a molar to the security services. I have to say I'm glad that's a practice we don't have in common.
Very good. Continue scanning.
Yes, sir.
Aren't you going to share?
If I decide it's something you need to know.
I don't know about yours, but my briefing said this was a cooperative mission. Tell you what, before you got here we found preliminary evidence that the bomb was made from dolomide. The local police won't put the pieces together for a few hours, but you and I both know that's a common Cardassian explosive.
I see.
Now how about you return the favor?
Fine. Her name was Eason Lamel. She was a minor state bureaucrat on vacation leave. No previous criminal record or any anti-Federation activities.
The DMZ is not where I'd go for a holiday, but at the same time, she doesn't exactly sound like a suicide bomber.
Perhaps she was just unlucky.
Ma'am, I found...
Go ahead, Peterson. This is a joint mission.
Yes, ma'am. I found this, close to the human and Vulcan remains.
What exactly am I looking at, Ensign?
This is just a guess, but I think it's the remains of a holo recorder. Pretty sturdy to hold up so well. Starfleet grade, at least.
What would two colonists be doing with such an advanced piece of recording equipment?
I'm not sure. Good work, Ensign. Carry on.
Yes, ma'am.
If you'll excuse me for a moment, I need to contact the Pendragon.
Of course. Valnir, this is Tarsh. Respond.
Lamor here. Glenn Ekman is transported down to the planet.
Never mind that. The Trill officer about 30 meters east of my position is contacting her ship. I believe she is conveying essential information.
Understood. Tracing lock established.
Let me hear it.
I don't understand what you're telling me.
We found the remains of a holo recorder down here that looks exactly like the ones issued to the diplomatic corps.
There must be a mistake. There's no record of any diplomatic missions in the system.
That's exactly my point. We need to send a message to Starfleet headquarters. I think we may have stumbled onto a covert operation.
On Soltok 4? Doing what?
I don't know. Maybe they were here for talks with the Cardassian colonists on the Eastern Continent?
Maybe, but that wouldn't call for a covert mission. Whatever the reason, it'll take several hours at least to get a response. Do the Cardassians know?
Not yet.
That's something. This is starting to look bad. Pendragon out.
I knew trusting the Federation was a mistake.
It sounds like they don't know much more than we do.
The dead Cardassian here must have been some kind of spy, meeting with the Federation to sell out her own people. Beam me up and notify Glenn Ekman.
Ah, Glenn Ekman. Welcome, welcome. I am Joran Aelis, Cardassian liaison to the Federation Administrators on Soltok 4.
I familiarized myself with your file before I beamed down, Mr. Aelis. I understand you took the position only a few months ago?
Yes. I'm afraid the stress of dealing with the Federation was too much for my predecessor. I admit, their incessant demands have already started grating on my own nerves as well. May I offer you some salted roulotte seeds, imported directly from Cardassia?
Another time. What demands have the Federation been making?
The same they always make. Increased integration of our colonists, the cessation of cultural and legal practices they find distasteful. Honestly, I have no idea how a people so squeamish at the idea of offering a molar to the state ever built such a far-ranging civilization.
Stick to the essential points, please.
My apologies. I do sometimes go on. I suppose that's what suited me for the liaison duties.
Have they made any unusual demands or requests?
No, I suppose not.
Then you will continue to tolerate them.
Of course.
My original purpose for beaming down here was to speak with you about the Home Guard.
Oh, from one headache to another.
You know they are operating here?
They hardly make a secret of it. Their recruiters have been working long hours ever since the Maquis attacked Euxia.
Do you approve of their goals?
I disapprove of their methods. Cardassia fought too hard for this treaty to endanger it with open violence.
Yet you do nothing.
What can I do? I have no soldiers, and Central Command responds to my requests by saying the Home Guard is a local problem.
I see. Can you tell me where they operate from?
Gladly. Computer, display Melkine City Map, Grid 384. The large house here is their base of operation. They usually have no more than a dozen men there at a time.
Thank you. This will be very helpful.
I serve the Union.
Ekman here.
Glenn Ekman.
Go ahead, Lamore.
Tarsh found something at the bomb site. He recommends you beam up at once.
Understood. Transport when ready.
Energizing.
Captain, the Cardassian ship is moving towards us. They've raised shields and charged weapons.
Go to yellow alert.
Aye, Captain. They're hailing us.
On screen. I thought we were finished posturing, Glenn Ekman.
So did I, when I thought your Federation could be counted on to negotiate in good faith.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Article 9, Section 5 of the Peace Treaty clearly states that neither side shall engage in official diplomatic activity within the DMZ until they have informed the other.
I assure you, there was no...
Enough. We have this from your own first officer.
That's exactly my point. We need to send a message to Starfleet headquarters. I think we may have stumbled onto a covert operation.
On Soltok 4? Doing what?
I don't know. Maybe they were here for talks with the Cardassian colonists on the Eastern Continent?
Maybe, but that wouldn't call for a covert mission. Whatever the reason, it'll take several hours at least to get a response. Do the Cardassians know?
Not yet.
There was no need to spy on our communications.
Apparently, there was every need.
You have to see that it is still in both our interests to cooperate on the investigation. We still don't have a clear idea.
We no longer require your cooperation, and we can no longer trust you. You have 5 minutes to retrieve your crew and withdraw from the Soltok system. After that, we shall open fire in defense of Cardassian sovereignty. Valnir out.
Get the away team back on board, and plot a course to just outside the system.
Captain?
Carry out my orders. She's right. Everything we know shows the Federation broke the treaty. For our sakes, I hope there was a good reason.
The Pendragon has completed its transport and is moving out of the system.
We don't know they actually retrieved all their personnel. We should conduct a sweep on foot.
No. Tensions with the locals are already high enough. This is Glenn Ekman, First Security Group. Report to the transporter room.
What's our next move?
We finish what we started. Tarish, you're with me. Lamar, the ship is yours.
Yes, ma'am.
Deck 5.
We're going after the home guard?
Yes. Do you have a problem with that?
No, ma'am.
Good. You spoke with the Starfleet First Officer, correct?
I did.
What did you learn?
I've already reported everything we discovered about the bombing.
I mean about her. One should always know one's enemies.
She was not what I expected. Annoying, certainly, but she shared information I would not have in her place, and dispersed a mob of her own colonists before they became violent.
The Federation is a diverse group. Some of them can be trusted. Others will plant bombs outside your home. Keep that in mind. The two of you, close off this street. Make sure no civilians get through.
Yes, ma'am.
Scan show only 7 Cardassians inside the house. They have low-level transport inhibitor, which means there's no fast way out.
They have hand phasers and explosives in the building. We have to move quickly.
Tarsh, take 4 men with you around the back of the house. Throw in stun grenades on my signal.
Understood.
Go.
They've seen us.
Keep moving. Tarsh, are you in position?
Affirmative.
Grenades, now. Rush the house before they regroup. Surrender. You are prisoners of the Third Order.
I did not come here to fight my own people.
You made poor choices, then.
You should be helping us. The wrongs done to us on Uxia must be avenged for the good of all Cardassians.
Not another word.
The house is secure, Glenn Ekman. We're gathering weapons and evidence now.
Casualties.
5 of the Home Guard wounded, along with 2 of our own. No fatalities.
Prepare the prisoners for transport.
Yes, ma'am. Valnir, this is Tarish. We've disabled the transport inhibitor.
Understood. Holding cells are ready to receive the prisoners.
You're doing the Maquis' dirty work for them! The next time they kill our people, it will be on your head.
Energize.
We're making real progress down there.
Our Cardassian friend overheard your suspicions of a covert diplomatic mission. She wasn't pleased.
Oh. Damn.
Exactly what I thought. I could either comply with her demands or hope she wouldn't actually open fire.
That wouldn't have lasted very long. The Pendragon versus a Cardassian patrol ship?
Probably not, but in my experience, Cardassians will fight fanatically against any perceived threat to their sovereignty. She's also in the right, legally speaking.
Don't get me wrong, you made the right choice. It's just frustrating that we have to bow and scrape to the Cardassians while they walk all over us.
Your meeting with their first officer didn't go very well?
There's a sliver of civility somewhere under all that xenophobia, but I wasn't there long enough to dig it out. Meetings like that make me wonder if we really can live in peace with them. Long term, I mean. What if we're just treading water until the next war?
Let the politicians worry about that. I have an assignment that might cheer you up.
Oh?
The holo recorder you found at the bomb site usually records to an off-site backup. Or at least it did last time I went over diplomatic protocol. I want you to take a shuttle and find that backup. We have to know what happened in that meeting.
You sly, white-haired devil. That was your plan all along, wasn't it?
It seemed like a better idea than getting into a shootout with the Cardassians.
How do I find this backup?
It should be putting out a low-level encrypted transponder signal. You'll be able to hone in on it once you're in orbit.
That also raises the question of how I'll get a shuttle all the way to the planet without getting detected.
I've been working on that. Computer, display Soltok system star chart. The Cardassian ship is here, in low orbit. If you keep your warp engines offline and stay in the shadow of the third planet, and then Soltok 4's first moon, you should be able to keep out of sight.
That's a bit of fancy flying.
Don't think you can handle it?
I never said that. Give me 15 minutes to get my away team together. I assume you want this kept need to know?
For covert, possibly treaty-breaking missions? Always. Stay safe.
Don't worry. The Cardassians will never know we were there.
Begin recording. State your name for the record.
Viros Toden.
Are you a member of the outlaw group known as the Home Guard?
I will say nothing else until I am allowed to speak with Gul Bokuv.
Yes, Gul Bokuv was your commanding officer in the Fourth Order. How does he figure into this?
That does not concern you.
You are a strange choice for an anti-Federation terrorist, Viros. A long but unremarkable military career. Discharged so you could spend more time with your family. You were never involved with the border wars. You have no connections in the DMZ. What makes a man like you take up arms against the Federation?
I fight on behalf of the Cardassian Union.
Really? Does bringing us closer to war serve the Union? Will the dead look to you with gratitude?
These worlds were ours by right before the Federation came. I fight to avenge those killed by our enemy.
Is that why you planted the bomb?
I will speak only to Gul Bokuv.
That response is getting tiresome. I have other methods at my disposal, but I had hoped to avoid using them on a fellow Cardassian. The limbic manipulator will break you in a few days, whatever Gul Bokuv has to say.
You would not dare.
Why not? Because the Home Guard has support in Central Command? I already know about that, and it changes nothing. You will give your confession for the court. Your only choice is whether it's willingly or torn from you.
Very well. Yes. I was responsible for the bombing on Soltok 4. I constructed the device and planted it. I did so only in defense of our people.
What about the Cardassian woman who was killed? Was she an enemy of our people?
If she met with the Federation, then she was a traitor.
Thank you. I believe that's all I need for now. End recording. Your trial shall commence once we return to Cardassian space.
I will be greeted as a hero.
We shall see.
That was faster than I expected. The interrogation went well?
No, he gave in far too quickly. Someone hardened enough to plant bombs should have held out longer.
Perhaps he is proud of his actions.
Perhaps. My office, please. Do you have any more information on the dead Cardassian woman?
We received her full records just a few minutes ago. Computer, display personal files for Eason Lamel, deceased. She seems to have been little more than a clerk. Not a very good one if the number of times she changed employers is any indication.
No, that's just it. Look at the names of her employers. Legate Ulan Draklin, Gul Rosal Merritt, Legate Tekeni Gamor.
Gamor the traitor?
The same.
What does this mean?
I'm not certain. I need to contact Gulpadar. Please return to the bridge.
Yes, ma'am.
Computer, open a channel to Gulpadar's headquarters on Velos Prime.
Mateo, what's your status?
We're making progress. There are 7 Home Guard members in the Valnir's holding cells, and one of them has confessed to planting the bombs on Soltok 4.
Excellent. Get back here with the prisoners. We need to move quickly on this.
The investigation isn't over yet, sir. I think there may have been another party at work.
Possibly, but that will have to wait. These terrorists must be put on trial at once.
If we leave now, the trail could go cold. I need more time.
I didn't ask you what you need. I gave you an order. I expect you to carry it out.
Just a few more days, please, Lemnit. The Cardassian woman killed in the bombings may have been linked
I've
to...
I've made my decision. Don't force me to do anything more drastic. Believe me, Nateev, this is for the best.
Understood, Gulpadar. We'll leave immediately. Helm, set course for Velos Prime.
Yes, ma'am.
We're leaving?
Gulpadar's orders.
You don't sound pleased.
It hasn't been a pleasing day.
Course laid in. Warp drive on your orders.
Proceed with... Report.
Sensors registered a minimal heat signature near Soltok 4's closest moon. It was only there for a moment.
What was it?
It could have just been a stray bit of solar activity. Or...
Yes?
Possibly a ship using the moon as cover from our sensors.
If they were coasting on inertia, there'd be no impulse signature for us to detect. It's a trick they taught us in flight school.
Status of the Pendragon.
Still outside the system. They haven't moved since you sent them packing. A ship that size wouldn't be able to reach the moon's cover without us detecting them anyway. More likely a shuttlecraft.
Focus passive sensors in that area. I don't want them to know we've seen them.
Yes, ma'am. Contact confirmed. With only passive sensors, it's impossible to be sure, but the mass is consistent with a Federation Type 6 shuttle. It's heading toward the planet.
Intercept course?
No. Maintain our current orbit for now. Tarsh, keep the shuttle in your sights. I want to know where it sets down.
Does this change Gulpadar's orders?
If he were here, I'm certain he would recognize this potential threat to Cardassian security as a reason to delay our departure.
But you aren't going to contact him for confirmation.
Just keep a lock on that shuttle.
Any sign we've been detected?
Not yet, Commander. The Cardassian ship is still on its normal orbit. Nothing from the colony authorities.
The transponder signal is getting stronger, less than 200 kilometers.
Oburn, what can you tell me about the surrounding area?
A residential neighborhood within the Federation zone. Most of the area seems to be under construction, but colony records say the work was halted temporarily due to material shortages. No life signs.
A good place to hide an off-site backup.
We're directly over the signal now. I'd guess it's in the second floor of that house down there.
I'm setting us down. Remember, the moment we get the recording, it's back to the shuttle and off this planet. The Cardassians could detect us at any moment. Let's go. Kelborn, stay with the shuttle.
Yes, Commander.
Oburn, once we're inside, you cover the first floor.
Understood.
There's the stairs. Oburn, watch the door. Peterson, you're with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Tricorder says it's in this bedroom.
Is that it? Beside the dresser?
I see it. Give me a moment to get its memory core out. Got it.
And now you'll give it to me.
What the?
Weapons on the ground, both of you. I assure you, Cardassian phasers are quite damaging.
Do as he says. Who are you?
That does not concern you.
You were here before us. You could have taken the memory core and been gone. You must have followed us.
Very astute. You, Ensign, downstairs. If you or any of the other officers down there try anything, your commander dies.
Ma'am?
Go.
Now, give me the memory core.
No.
This is not the time to test me.
You shoot me, you might damage the core. I don't think you're willing to risk that.
If you won't give me the drive, I'm willing to take a good deal of risks.
Drop the phaser.
Aelis, what is going on here?
Just a bit of house cleaning, Glenn Ekman. Your assistance is not required.
We aren't here to assist you. Drop the phaser now.
This is an Obsidian Order operation, Mr. Tarish. Mission code AU-67 Hydron.
Obsidian Order?
Who ordered the mission?
Someone you aren't cleared to know about.
You used the Home Guard as a proxy. They were a smokescreen for the Order's operation.
Congratulations. You figured it out. Now allow me to finish my mission.
I cannot allow you to kill a Federation officer.
I fully support that sentiment.
She knows too much. I'm ending this now.
I'm still alive.
Indeed. Good shooting, Tarsh.
Thank you. Heavy stun should keep him unconscious for the next hour or so.
I don't understand. Aren't you on his team?
Apparently not. Aelis was willing to destabilize the DMZ in pursuit of his assignment. My purpose here is to keep the peace.
Huh. Maybe we are on the same side.
I'm beginning to think so.
Won't you get in trouble for shooting him?
It's possible, but the Order doesn't look kindly on agents who bungle operations as badly as he has. He has more to worry about than I do.
Well, I suppose I'd better be on my way before my team tries to launch a rescue.
There is one more thing.
I had a feeling.
I assume the device in your hand is a memory core for the data storage unit beside you, and that it contains a record of the conversation which took place before the Home Guard bomb detonated.
You assume pretty well.
It would be in the interests of both our people if we shared that record.
I haven't even seen it yet. What if it shows something that makes us hate each other even more?
Trust, Commander.
Starfleet probably won't like it.
We're both on shaky grounds with our respective governments.
All right. Pass me your tricorder, I'll transfer the data. This is only because you saved my life.
Noted. Valnir, 2 to beam up.
Good luck, Commander Tren.
Kara, please.
Kara.
Nateev, welcome back.
Hello, Lemnit.
Congratulations on clearing up the Soltok 4 problem. I know you had reservations about the mission, but you performed admirably.
Thank you. I found out something very interesting.
Oh?
The Federation recorded a secret meeting between Isin Lamel and 2 of their operatives. That is why she was in a Federation neighborhood when the bomb went off.
How unfortunate. I suppose even Cardassians can have failings of loyalty.
I had a moment to watch it on the way here. Lamelle was trying to arrange for passage of Cardassian fugitives into the Federation. That's why she was killed, to make sure an arrangement was never reached.
I didn't believe the Home Guard had that kind of political aspirations.
They don't. But the Obsidian Order does. They used the Home Guard to kill Ethan Lamelle because she was a member of the dissident movement. And so are you.
That's a very dangerous thing to say, Nadeev.
But it's true, isn't it? That's why you wanted the investigation handled so quickly, so it all could be covered up. I checked the central database. You authorized Lamelle's travel to the DMZ personally.
I need a glass of Canard.
Pour one for me too, if you don't mind.
Now I know things are bad. I suppose I can't deny it, not to you. I joined the movement 3 years ago.
Why?
Because Central Command and the Obsidian Order are strangling our people. They talk about a strong, unified Cardassia, but what they have really created is a stagnant nation where new ideas are greeted by a death sentence. I mean, look at what we did to the Bajorans! They've turned us into monsters. Now, are you going to call security, or should I?
We're not calling anyone.
What?
1 year in the DMZ has shown me that the gulls of Central Command work only to advance their own agenda, and the Obsidian Order is loyal to nothing but its secrets. You could have told me.
I didn't know how you'd react.
We're family. Blood or no, you should have trusted me.
You're right. I should have.
So long as we're clear on that.
Does this change anything?
No. We still need to stamp out the Maquis and keep peace with the Federation. Once that's done, we can think about Central Command and the Order. To Cardassia.
Agreed. To Cardassia.